It's absolutely crucial that the department come forward and actually make the payments in relation to the glass scheme promptly now, because many farming sectors this year have had very difficult years with regard to income. And despite the fact that the government had indicated that the glass, which is an environmental scheme, which replaced previous schemes such as REPS and the EOS, despite the fact that they'd indicated that it would be opened up early, many farmers have yet to receive a full year's payment for this scheme. And the year that is in it, with cash flow pressures particularly acute this autumn, it is crucial now that the Minister comes through and actually pays farmers for their participation in the scheme and for the work which many farmers have carried out to comply with the scheme, and indeed which benefits the countryside as a whole and indeed our environment, and is an important income stream as well for the farmers that avail.
You only raised this issue as late as last week in the Dáil. Do you think that your calls are falling on deaf ears of late?
Yeah, well, over the last couple of years, unfortunately, the Minister for Agriculture has failed really to follow through in terms of ensuring that spending coming from Europe under the Rural Development Programme has reached farmers. He has been very slow in opening up the glass scheme, and indeed very slow now in relation to actually ensuring that full payments come through. The other key issue is that there is an overspend overall, which means that because of the approach taken by the department, there isn't the funding so far going towards either the glass scheme or other schemes under the Rural Development Programme which have been committed to. So I certainly will be keeping the pressure on the Minister in relation to this. I certainly hope that he listens to the calls to actually make the payment for this past year now promptly, and takes into account the pressure that farmers are under. And also, over the course of the coming months, I will be doing everything within my power as opposition spokesperson in agriculture to try and ensure that the total envelope of funding which have been committed to farmers to be spent under the Rural Development Programme actually is spent, and that we don't continue to see the type of approach the Minister has and the Government have taken in relation to underfunding it.